Dear Ava, written and narrated by Jared Thurman. Dear Ava, your mom and I can't wait to meet you. We chose your name for a few reasons. We wanted a biblical name. We wanted it to be short and start with an A. So we thought of Ava. It is a short form of the word Kava, which means life or living one, and is the Hebrew form of Eve, the most beautiful woman who ever lived. We waited a long time to have you join us. For many years, we didn't feel we were in a place where you could grow up with all the advantages that we wanted for you. And now we finally feel that we are in that good place. Ava, you're going to grow up with us on a farm where you can play with animals and grow your own food. We wanted you to grow up in a place like so many have in history, among the hills and chirping birds, enjoying cool breezes, with the responsibility of caring for creatures that depend on you. Ava, I'm looking forward to teaching you how to get the most out of life. You see, we were created to love, not only be loved. I want to show you that the law of life is embedded into everything around us. Trees breathe what we exhale and absorb all the impurities so that they can give us fresh air in return. And as you learn from nature, you may start to recognize things that aren't right in the world around you. You will quickly see that there are two ways of thinking that compete with each other in the world: love and selfishness. And Ava, always choose love. You see, we humans have been on this earth for only a few millennia. Though popular culture, media, public education may tell you that you came from a monkey and have no purpose, Ava, don't believe that. You came from the hand of God and you're destined to live forever someday. Your mom and I believe that we humans were created by hand by Jesus. You see, there was a big battle in the universe and heaven's family was broken. But then Jesus became one of us and redeemed us. And he's now our representative, our friend, our ambassador in heaven. And he's promised that one day soon, he's going to return to this earth to save those who want to be saved. And Ava, even if your mom and I sleep in the dust before this great and awesome event, the good news is that he has promised to give life again to all who believe in him. He's on your side, so don't ever be afraid. Ava, you need to know that the world you will grow up in is going to be a very different world from the one I grew up in. And the world that I grew up in was a very different place than the one your grandparents grew up in. Humanity has become very confused on many issues. I can't even predict what life will be like just a few years from now, like on your fifth birthday. You see, life was intended to be simple. We were created to live in the midst of a garden, eating delicious fruit, playing with our friends, running with lions and hippos, and never being sick or sad. But Ava, the world is a different place today. Selfishness is believed to be the better way by many in the world. And because of that, bad things happen. There may be times when you feel alone and you hurt. Some think the answer to those feelings is drugs or alcohol, but it's not. So please stay away from both. Some think the answer to the meaning of life is survival of the fittest, the fastest, the thinnest, the prettiest, or the richest. But Ava, don't be tricked into thinking any of that truly matters. Don't ever forget you were created for something special, and you are destined for greatness. You will one day soar with eagles, eat exotic fruits on other planets, and laugh with friends while visiting them in other galaxies. You'll run and not get tired. You'll play and you won't get hurt. Ava, you're entering a world that tells girls they must look a certain way in order to be liked. The world will try to make you think that there is only one way for others to like you. Don't fall for this deception. You see, the world will present unkind ideas about how boys and girls should interact. And I pray I can show you the best example of how a boy is supposed to treat a girl by how you see me treat you and your mom. There is no excuse for anyone ever to yell at you or touch you in any way that makes you feel uncomfortable. Never feel ashamed for believing that your body is beautiful and sacred and that everyone should respect you as much as you respect yourself. Ava, I'm going to teach you to respect yourself. I'm going to teach you how to be self-sufficient, how to be temperate, how to be a great saleswoman, how to give an amazing presentation. I want to teach you how to influence people, run a company, think strategically, make a profit. But those are all secondary to teaching you how to be kind, candid, generous, patient, and loving. So I pray you will have the courtesy of Rebecca, the candor of Abigail, and the courage of Esther. But Ava, there will be times you let yourself down or you are let down by others. And in these times, don't despair. We all make mistakes. Just get back up and try again. Failure is your friend, not your enemy. So never be afraid of trying and failing. Ava, keep your eyes on Jesus. He is not who the world says he is. He is your friend. He likes you. He loves you. He will never leave you, never betray you, never stop loving you. And when you get impatient, look to his patience. When you get discouraged, look to his courage. When you get fearful, look to his fearlessness. And when you feel weak, rely on his strength. You're going to be tempted to look in all directions but his. But Ava, I promise, if you turn your eyes upon Jesus and you look into his wonderful face, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his amazing grace. I love you. Love, Dad. Also known as the guy who, if Jesus doesn't return by that time, will be your exclusive boyfriend for the next 18 years, or until I approve of your next boyfriend, hopefully beyond that.